Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It is National Sons and Daughters Day today.
You will always be my son.
Dear daughter,
carry on my wayward son.
It wasn't your daughter.
Yes. Sons and Daughters Day. I don't know what it means. It's just dedicated to having kids, I guess. Really? I mean, it's the greatest feeling in the world to have kids. Don't get me wrong. Someone once asked me in an interview, a personal interview for some magazine, what's the best feeling in the world? I said, becoming a dad next. It is true. Sons and Daughters Day, so I guess what? What do we do? If you have little kids, it's called Christmas, all right? Your sons and daughters grab the loot, and they just have the greatest day of their life till next Christmas. But when your kids grow up, it's a different situation. Mine all grew up and moved away. Maybe it was something I did right. Maybe it was something I did wrong. I don't know. I debate myself all the time. I raise them to grow up and conquer the world. Go get it. I also raise them, don't get married till you're 30 years old. You got your life sort of figured out by then. Go get it and take your time with personal matters. All three of them have done just that. So I have no sons. I have one daughter that was always the tomboy. And one daughter that was always the pretty, pretty princess. And a third daughter that was kind of a mix of both. So I got the perfect combination. One's in Los Angeles. The other's in Baltimore. And the third, or wait, the second is actually in Philly. The third is in Baltimore. But it doesn't matter. They're all out there conquering the world. And they left dear old dad behind. So they're all doing a good job, and I'm proud of them. Be proud of your kids today. The middle daughter is going to be the first to be married. That'll happen in a couple weeks. I won't be here. Chad Evans will be doing the show. I'll be father of the bride. Oh, boy. So on National Sons and Daughters Day, go ahead out there and celebrate your kids, I guess. That's what it's all about. For me, I got daughters. For you, you might have wayward sons, but enjoy today. Give them a big hug if you can. See, that's where I feel bad. I can't. I can't hug any of them today. But you know what? Maybe I will text. Maybe I will call. And that's what it's all about. Hey, Jimmy Fallon's back. He's got the latest on a Star Wars hotel. That'd be too creepy for me. Anyway, we've got viral comedy on the way and a chance for you to win with Wise Markets. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Barbie Dreamhouse. Barbie Ultimate Dreamhouse. So many rooms, so much to do.
Yeah. Barbie's Dreamhouse, $10 million. This is creepier than the Star Wars motel we just talked about with Jimmy Fallon. Barbie's actual Dreamhouse is for sale, and it's $10 million. It's called the Barbie Penthouse, and it was once owned by Mattel toy founders Ruth and Elliot Handler. It has hit the real estate market. The asking price, $10 million. So I clicked on it, and you could Google it, Barbie Penthouse. You'll see the actual Barbie penthouse. It's beautiful, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, skyline views from every window, huge fireplace, sunken living room, the dining area and the kitchen, amazing. But in every room, there are giant paintings of Barbie and sometimes Ken. The Ken doll turned 60 years old, by the way, this year. And he still looks like he's 18. What the hell is up with that? Anyway. These giant pastel pictures on the wall of Barbie dolls. You know what they say about presenting a house? You know, like, this penthouse is beautiful, but everywhere you look, there's like a toy doll staring at you with that plastic smile and those perfect features. Beyond perfect. Unbelievable features. Even Kenny's like ripped and he doesn't even go to the gym. Come on. Come on now. But $10 million for the actual penthouse owned by Barbie's inventors. No thanks. You know what? I'd have this weird idea that that place was just plain old haunted. You know, I'd stay out of it. Stay away. It's Morgan in the Morning, news, sports, and AccuWeather next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Have we dealt with enough weirdness this morning already, or do we keep going? I mean, the Barbie penthouse is for sale, $10 million. That was weird. Fallon talking about the Star Wars. What, the is it a Disney thing? I guess it is. The Disney Star Wars motel, $2,000 a night. Weird. Now we have a time traveler on TikTok. A TikTok user saying that aliens will land on the Earth today as part of that meteor shower thing that's going on. But it won't just be a meteor shower. Aliens will land on the Earth today in the first stages of intergalactic war. He says he knows this because he has traveled from the year 2714. First of all, this is just another reason why social media is whacked, okay? Why are people even allowed to put this rubbish? Where's the FCC? I've been in radio for 45 years almost, and if you don't say that on the radio, the FCC will get you. Where is the FCC with Facebook and TikTok and Instagram and all this crap? I mean, the end of the world starts today, according to this dude who's traveling back from 2714. Doesn't this sound like a cut scene from Back to the Future?
Who are you?
I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
I'm from the future. I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Yeah, see you later, you and your time machine. Get out! It's Morgan in the Morning. Still to come, your chance to win with Wise Markets. As we get the kids ready to go back to school, we've got your back-to-school item of the day. And speaking of stupidity, no, we don't call it stupid news. We say, and there it is. All on the way, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Back to school, Wise Market item of the day coming up next.
Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Competitive eater Eric Booker, decided he wanted to set the Guinness Book of World Records for drinking. It's not what you think. Chugging a 2-liter bottle of soda. The previous record was 30 seconds, so Eric gave it a try.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, man. This is gross. Come on now. Oh!
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking
that was
about?
Delicious.
It was gross. Oh, stop
Excuse
it.
Excuse the bad man. Sorry about that.
He chugged 2 liters of soda in 18.45 seconds. Okay, bud, now you're a competitive eater and a competitive drinker. I got a new category for you. Competitive sleeper. Go to bed. We don't want to hear from you ever again.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not to be confused with chugging soda pop. How about some orange juice this morning? Our back-to-school item of the day with Wise Markets is Wise Quality Orange Juice. Every kid needs orange juice as we go back to school. Wise Quality Orange Juice. Remember it. You've got a chance to win a $25 gift card with Mark Stevens this afternoon. Morgan in the Morning, your home for Wise Markets.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX, viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, listen to it now and look it up later. This first one is adorable. A dog in Sierra Madre, California, was trained by her owners to go ring a bell every time she wanted out the back door of the house, you know, to do her business. Well, the dog is perfect at doing that, but this time the owners won't let her out, and she keeps on ringing. The reason? Some bears had climbed the fence in the backyard and jumped into the pool.
So we bell trained our dog. Uh-huh. I don't think she can go out right now.
You want some? Let's go.
Mom and boy.
So go ahead and tease the dog. That's a great idea.
Can I ask Schubert, you come back here right now?
I'm going.
Check it out later. The video is absolutely adorable. I love the way the dog rings the bell. But she can't go out till the bears leave the pool, okay? And then there's storm chasers. They get a little exciting sometimes. You might want to look this one up.
Ripping up the trees. It's about to cross the road. That is a violent tornado.
Is it a violent tornado?
A violent tornado.
You sure?
Usually an EF2. Violent tornado east of Sycamore.
Okay, he's reporting a tornado, and this is the trend, storm chasing, but he's a little carried away. Yeah, there is broadcasting, and there is professional broadcasting.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Look it all up later. How's that, huh?
Sure.
Hey, coming up, a late night soundbite. What do you do when you have employee rules on vaccination, but your employees are stupid? Jimmy Fallon talks about it. Birthday buddies and a chance for you to win roller coaster rides at Knoebels. It's all right here, Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Birthday buddy time. It's time to take a look at all the celebs and the local celebrities celebrating birthdays today on this August 11th. Will Friedle, remember him? He's 45 years old. He was Eric Matthews on Boy Meets Girl. Never really watched that show, but I know it's in the demographics. Speaking of a show that took everyone by storm, Anna Gunn is 53 years old today. You might not remember the name Anna Gunn, but you will remember Skyler, Walter's wife, on Breaking Bad.
I can't keep it from her forever.
Let's both of us stop trying to justify this whole thing and admit you're in danger.
We're not buying a nail salon, Mr. Goodman. We're getting the car wash. When she finds out, she initially wants a divorce. However, she is able to come to terms and begins aiding him laundering his illicit income.
In character, and he wrestled you into submission with his eyebrows. $10 million, that was the asking price, right?
Shut up, Skyler. Shut up!
This is my favorite scene.
Shut up!
She was so good that show Breaking Bad. Shut up. Anna Gunn, 53 years old today. Joe Jackson celebrating his 67th birthday. No, not Michael Jackson's dad who kept forcing him to get plastic surgery. Joe Jackson. He was once listed as a punk rocker. Is she really going out with him? But then he went jazzy. And he started stepping out in the 80s. Stepping out into the night, Joe Jackson, 67.
The mist across the window hides the light.
I was a big Joe Jackson fan. All right, maybe you were more into Dirty Dancing, and that's okay. He actually started his career a long time ago, but when his eyes got hungry, he got even more popular. Singer-songwriter Eric Carmen is 72 years old today. I remember him all by myself, which is an insurance commercial now. Or is it with, I don't know, one of those Travelocity commercials? I don't know, whatever. Eric Carmen, though, you remember him from Hungry Eyes and Dirty Dancing. Wow. There's some pretty cool entertainers celebrating birthdays today. Let's take a look at the local celebs now, or as we like to call them, birthday buddies. Ange Brown is 49 today, and her Band of Renown Happy birthday, Ange. Betsy Masick from Danville is 68. Bonnie Collier, 58 today. Judy Nichols from Loganton is 56. Happy birthday. Karen Allen, 55 today. Kristen Gall, 46. Happy birthday to Lisa Raker McCosey from Northumberland. Okay. Lisa is 60 years old today. Happy birthday. Mary Lou Behaney from Cole Township is celebrating her 67th birthday today. Happy birthday to Ricky Long from Millmont. He is 60 years old today. Robert Yost, Winfield, 49. Ryan Bond from Sunbury, 41. Sherry Lloyd Butorf from Sealands Grove is 36 today. Happy birthday to Stacy Gall. She's 44. Thomas Forney is 69. Victoria Brubaker, 23 today. Those are the local celebrities we call birthday buddies. If you got one, the best deal is to call the Ford Fun Line. Trust me, you'll get through right away. Our phone line's always open toll-free. Okay, you could use Facebook Messenger. You could use email. You could use snail mail. Or you could even try our text club. But remember, you got to use the keyword birthday. Every day at about this time, it's birthday buddies. Yeah, with Morgan in the Morning. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather in the next 15 minutes. Your chance to win and ride some roller coasters at Knoebels. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, it's Morgan on the move. Look for me just about everywhere all this weekend. Saturday, we'll be in Shamokin at the new Wise Markets, newly remodeled Wise Markets. And if you want to punch it into your GPS, it's at 400 West Walnut. Okay, we're going to be talking about gas and go. Now, everybody sees gas pumps and they go, whatever. How'd you like to save on gas, though? Because you're the people that also say, man, gas prices are going up. Well, you can save money on your groceries at Wise Markets. Everyone knows that. You can also save at the pump. Yes. Gas and go. Wise Markets. For every 100 points you earn on shopping inside the store, you know, your groceries, you can save 10 cents a gallon. 10 cents a gallon is a lot of money. And if you save 1,000 points, you get $1 a gallon off. $1 a gallon. So the next time you're driving by and you look up at the marquee and you go, rah, 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 rah. Take a buck off that. It could happen at Wise Markets. And we'll be partying there in Shamokin Saturday morning. We hope to see you there. 94KX live and on location from 9 until 11. Now, Monday, Morgan on the move to Knoebels, one of my favorite places in the world. Monday is National Roller Coaster Day. And we're going to celebrate after the show by riding the coasters. And you could, too, with a Knoebels coaster pack. Sounds interesting? Get on the
phone.
1-800-326-94KX. Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Get on the phone quick. We'll snatch up the first caller. Good luck.
WQKX.
From Morgan in the Morning.
Right.
We love when people are listening to the radio, driving to work, and doing that Bluetooth thing, right?
Yeah.
keep both hands on the wheel, Barb, right?
That's right.
All right. Keep both hands inside the car. You're on your way to National Roller Coaster Day at Knoebels with a Knoebels roller coaster pack.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You got the Twister. You got the Phoenix. And that metal roller coaster, the Impulse, is like slowly becoming my new favorite roller coaster. What's yours?
Oh, definitely.
The Phoenix? Yeah, the Phoenix is like an old favorite that will stay in our hearts forever, won't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can get on the Impulse.
All right, well, if I see you there Monday, I'll coax you to go on with me, you know, like your friends used to do when you were younger. Come on, what are you, baby? Hey, Barb, thanks for playing the game with us, and go ride some coasters at Knoebels.
Thank you.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
News is coming up next in just a bit. Are you going on vacation soon? Maybe you've already gone. I'd like to see stats someday on how many people go on vacation, you know, central Pennsylvania people. How many go in June? How many wait till July? How many wait until August? I've been so busy, like we say, Morgan on the move. I haven't been able to go on vacation, and like the summer is winding down. So I will be going in a week and a half, I guess. The week of the 23rd, I'll be going various places, including South Philly to my daughter's wedding. I'm going to be a father of the bride for the first time, and I have no clue how to do it. I got weird-looking hair. I got a weird personality. How am I going to be that dull dad that you've seen at 8 million weddings? Anyway, if you're going on vacation, when do you pack? I mean, how do you pack? Now, this is going to be a weird trip for me because I got to pack, like, all this stuff, like tuxedo and all that. You don't usually pack that stuff for vacation, do you? Well, this woman posted on Facebook how she packs for vacation. She thought she would be one of these helpful ladies. Well, the problem is it went viral because she was way overpacking. All right? And now everybody's loving the video because she's packing like 7 shirts, 7 t-shirts, 7 pairs of pants, 7 pairs of shorts, 10 pairs of socks, 14 pairs of underwear, and 5 pairs of pajamas for 1 week's of vacation. I'm lucky if I pack 1 pair of pajamas, and you kind of hope you won't need more than one, if you know what I mean, because you on vacation. Anyway, so check it out. It's not a viral video today, but it just kept reminding me, how much underwear do you really need? How many pairs of socks do you need when you're on vacation? It kept reminding me of Seinfeld.
What is this?
What?
We're going on a 2-day trip. What are you, Diana Ross?
I happen to dress based on mood.
Oh. But you essentially wear the same thing all the time.
Seemingly. But within that basic framework, there are many subtle variations, only discernible to an acute observer, that reflect the many moods, the many shades,
what?
The many sides of George Costanza.
And what mood is this?
This is morning mist.
See, now I have a feeling I'm going to be George Costanza when I go on vacation because I'm going to have tuxedo and them shiny shoes that everybody hates and flip-flops and beach shirt. I don't know. I can't figure it out. You can help me. Coming up. Hey, coming up, it's news, sports, and AccuWeather. And Morgan in the Morning goes mic'd up with Great Dane. Great Dane? How do you mic up a dog? No, we're going to talk about Great Dane, and we're going to talk about Tail Wagon Wednesday. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We've got two friends. We call it Morgan in the Morning mic'd up. And we're talking to two of our friends from Great Dane and Elysburg. All right? And we're going to talk about Great Dane because it's really cool. And we're going to talk about how we got them in on Tail Wagon Wednesday. So welcome to our studio, Lindsay and Shayla. You ladies seem like you got a lot of energy. Like, there's a lot going on.
Absolutely.
Is there a lot going on at work?
Oh, yes. My, yes.
Wow. Okay, first of all, let's talk about Great Dane. You're driving down the road, maybe right now, going to work, and you see this Great Dane trailer in front of you, and you go, oh, wow. And then you find out there's actually a Great Dane factory or plant in our area in Elysburg, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yes.
So tell us about, like, Great Dane, because we've seen their name on the road for a long time. What do you do out there? You build tractor trailers or what?
Yes, we do. So Great Dane, obviously, is a leading manufacturer of trailers in the transportation industry. In Elysburg, we've been in operation since January of 2016. Mm-hmm. We build dry freight trailers. So those trailers you see on the road, a lot of times they're built right at our plant in Elysburg. So we have been in a series of expansion since we've started. Our most recent news is we are happy to finally get the opportunity to start a brand new shift on night shift. So that is our current happenings at the plant. So if we weren't already building a lot of trailers, we are planning to build even that much more.
So it's great to say that business is booming. You know what I mean?
Because absolutely.
You wouldn't be adding a shift, right? I mean, if you didn't need people. Right?
No, we are happy to say that demand is just through the roof, and we are happy to be able to grow with that demand.
That's great. Now, the shift, you don't do it at the plant. So it's a brand new night shift, like if it's never been done before.
Brand new. So this will be a brand new startup shift, a night shift. We will be a Monday through Thursday night. So we're excited to keep our 4 days schedule, but to add this second shift and to be able to double the amount of trailers we're offering from our plant, it's really exciting.
All right. So somebody is going to work right now and they hate their job. There are people like that. and they go, wait a minute. You know, I like to sleep in. I like to. This would be the shift for them. What would you tell that person listening right now?
Honestly, if you like a good work-life balance, but you're more of a night owl and want to be a part of a brand new operation, I mean, really, it's a great time to join our team at Great Dane Elysburg and to be a part of such an important product, right? Trailers, mm-hmm. They literally help our economy go round, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with it being the brand new shift, it's such a cool time to join our team and to work only Monday through Thursday. We get a great work-life balance, wow, all with being part of a good thing, so...
Now, are we allowed to give the details, like how much an hour? You said 4 days already. It's obviously night shift. Are we allowed to talk more about that, or do we just go to the website and click away?
Absolutely. So we're looking for a variety of positions at this time. So we're looking for everything from assemblers, welders, maintenance technicians, tool room attendant, everything that makes our operations go around. So the best thing to do is go to www.com. www.greatdane.com/careers and just check out all of the opportunities that we have available. There's so many and it's a great time to join.
We love the opportunity for Great Dane to come on the air and Tail Wagon Wednesday. It's kind of like they go together. Great Dane, you've seen the dog on the back of the trailers, right? Tail Wagon Wednesday with the Central Pennsylvania SPCA. We, first of all, you guys got to be animal lovers, right?
Oh, you know it.
Yes.
Yeah? Do you have dogs?
We both do.
Yes, yeah? Absolutely.
All right, what kind of dog do you have?
He's a little bit of a mix, probably a shepherd and a boxer mix. Very adorable.
Oh, that's cool. What's his name?
Bailey.
Bailey.
All right.
All right. So Lindsay's got Bailey.
Yep.
And how about you, Shayla?
I have Carter. Carter is a dachshund, so a little wiener dog. And, you know, he's extra, like dachshunds tend to be. But, you know, we love him.
Well, I have a roommate, Leo. He's not my dog. He's my roommate's dog.
Right.
No, actually, she's more than a roommate. But the dog is my roommate, Leo.
Aww.
So, but aren't dogs, like, comforting, like therapeutic?
They are.
They
absolutely
are the best. Absolutely.
So I think when you see the Great Dane on the back of the trailer, you see a great opportunity, someplace to work. But when you see that dog, I want people to remember Great Dane and Elysburg as the sponsor of Tail Wagon Wednesday, because we have a 100% success rate getting animals homes.
Yes, we're so happy to be a part of that. I mean, really, our love for dogs helps. Mm-hmm. But just to be a part of such a great process in our community and to help these animals get homes, I mean, that's just great.
Jen and everybody at the Central PA SPCA, thank you, ladies, for being our sponsor, because it takes money to house these animals that we want to get homes. So that's just a real heartwarming thing for Great Dane in Elysburg.
We love it and continue to be a part of it. We look forward to it.
Jen will bring dogs. She's never had a Great Dane here. That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
She's brought farm animals, dogs, cats, farm animals. I'm waiting for her to come in with like a big snake someday.
Oh, no.
And no?
No.
Don't want to be in the studio for that?
No. We'll come the day that there's dogs and cows
No snakes.
No snakes? All right. We'll keep it to a minimum when it comes to reptiles. We'll send them out to peelings. Anyway, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about Great Dane, because it's out there in Elysburg and it's waiting for you to sign up for a job, right?
Absolutely. Check us out. It's a great time to join the team.
GreatDane.com/careers. There it is. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How about that? We might deliver. We love Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up in the studio live. Look for GreatDane.com.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Don't be stressed. It's vacation time. Time for Tom's top list. The top ways you could be a better planner and lessen your stress. This is from a survey of 2,000 people who really describe themselves as either planners or procrastinators. Which one are you? All right. Number one, planners are more likely to do big things early, like taxes, shopping for the holidays, so they're less stressed when Christmas comes around or tax day, right? Makes sense. Number two, planners have more free time. 52% said they have a real good social life. 44% said they had enough time to themselves. All because they plan. That's like a 13-point higher percentage than you procrastinators. Think about it. Number three, planners tend to have a healthier whole dynamic, like with their family, with their job, with their free time. They're just healthier people. 79% said their relationships are strong, and only 65% of procrastinators could agree to that. See? It is better to be a planner. Planners, they're also more likely to feel confident. Wow, 68% versus 49%, and be more financially secure. I think that's where the taxes come in, right? 49% to 33%. And finally, planners tend to feel more respected and admired. Over 90% of their friends, kids, and coworkers respect them. As far as procrastinators, that number drops down to 80%. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. And still to come, it's a car washing kind of Wednesday, or what we call Wednesday at the Wash. Morgan in the Morning, stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, I got a great idea for a vacation. If your name is Kyle, I don't know if you've seen this on the internet, but
join us Labor Day weekend at the Kyle Pie in the Sky Hot Air Balloon Festival. Ooh. In Kyle, Texas. Enjoy over 25 hot air balloons, live music, a Guinness World Record attempt at the most people named Kyle.
Kyle?
Pie Cafe, and more. Tickets are available at KyleTXPieInTheSky.com.
Now that's funny. Kyle Fest in Kyle, Texas is going to draw more than, they're hoping for the record, more than 2,300 people named Kyle. They're trying to beat a record of 2,300 Ivans held in Ivan, Texas. I wonder when they're going to have Buford Fest. You know, how many guys are named Buford in Texas? You're laughing? Oh, probably about 90,000, okay? Or Billy Bob. It's Billy Bob Fest. I like that idea. I don't know. But Kyle, there's over 2,300 guys named Kyle going to Kyle, Texas over Labor Day weekend. If your name is Kyle, maybe you'd like to try it out. I worked at a radio station where we had three Kyles. It was ridiculous. And that's all I'm going to say about that. All right? Never mind. Morgan in the Morning on a Wednesday at the Wash. You want your car wash? Today's a great day to hit Ultimate Express Car Wash in Selins Grove, Danville, and Williamsport. Just text the word WASH to 49330 and get the wash code. You can win a $20 gift card as well. Just be part of the text club. You want full details? Go to Ultimate Express Car Wash. For details. Oh, they've got the greatest website in the world. Listen to the name. For Ultimate Express Car Wash, their website is washmydirtycar.com.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Remember, he's got a chance for you to win a $25 gift card from Wise Markets. Sam Tyler, she's the girl at night. But you'll also hear her this afternoon at a job fair, Play World, in Lewisburg. Listen all day with us. Some parting thoughts before we go. Two good things. The Little League World Series starts today. Williamsport, PA becomes the center of the world as youngsters play baseball. Last year canceled because, well, you know. But a definite staple of summer, Little League World Series right here in Billtown. Take the family. It's a great time. I flash back to bringing my three girls there every single year when they were little. They absolutely loved it. Also, a parting shot, Mountain Dew is coming out with alcohol. Stand by. It won't happen till next year, but Pepsi announced that there will be a boozy Mountain Dew. They're partnering with a Boston Beer Company. Oh, if you don't know that name, Sam Adams. How's that? And the hard seltzer brand, Truly. And they are going to have a boozy Mountain Dew. Life is good. Enjoy.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.